This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reias.com.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's go.
Three massive discoveries this week have Washington panicking, and they're doing everything to shut Elon Musk down because he just busted wide open over $500 million in brand new suspicious transactions they never wanted you to see. I'm going to share the three bombshells that dropped this week, and you won't believe the third one. Musk has outdone himself. But here's why this all matters right now. These aren't just random discoveries. They're all connected to a massive system of waste that continues to be exposed by the day. In fact, just yesterday, 14 states filed emergency lawsuits to stop Musk from revealing even more. And it's no wonder, considering in the last 30 days, terminated 2,300 government contracts, exposed $80 million in Defense Department waste, doubled the investigation team to 200 people. And yesterday, federal judge Tanya Chutkan ordered Elon Musk to turn over secret documents about his Doge operation after 14 states accused him of wielding unconstitutional, unchecked power, setting up a high-stakes showdown that could stop Musk's massive government cuts in their tracks. And when asked about this massive undertaking, Musk became visibly emotional.
I'm just here trying to make government more efficient, eliminate waste and fraud. And so far, we're making good progress, actually. So our savings at this point exceed $4 billion a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty significant.
But when pressed about managing this alongside his other responsibilities, his voice noticeably cracked as he admitted.
With great difficulty. Yeah.
That emotional response makes sense when you see what his team just uncovered, because what happened in the last 7 days isn't just about waste. It's about a system of corruption that goes deeper than anyone imagined. Musk's team has a simple strategy.
Right. Well, we just basically follow the money. We look at the president's executive orders and we also just follow the money.
And following that money led to some shocking discoveries. Let's start with what happened just 72 hours ago. Musk's team conducted a three-week audit of government credit cards. What they found? Over 200,000 active credit cards across 16 federal agencies, many of them completely unused, yet still active and vulnerable to fraud. But here's where it gets interesting. Instead of just reporting it, Musk did something unprecedented. He canceled them, all of them, overnight. We're talking about tens of thousands of cards at the Department of Interior, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services, just gone. The reaction was immediate. Career bureaucrats started panicking. Why? Well, because they weren't just random credit cards. These were their golden tickets, cards with virtually no oversight, no spending limits, and zero accountability. Have you noticed this? Every time Musk cancels contracts or cards, he finds something bigger. And what his team discovered next wasn't just bigger, it's criminal. While investigating these credit cards, Doge's team uncovered something truly disturbing. They found 5,600 pandemic-era small business loans totaling $312 million that went to applicants listed as age 11 or younger. Yeah, children were approved for millions of dollars in government loans.
Like, these must be some very enterprising 8-year-olds.
And this wasn't just a few isolated cases or clerical errors. Out of all pandemic relief loans reviewed, thousands were approved for children who obviously couldn't legally own businesses. And while legitimate small businesses were struggling to get help during the pandemic, millions of your tax dollars were being handed out under children's names. The pattern of waste gets even more interesting when you look at which agencies are fighting hardest against Musk's investigation. Take the Department of the Interior. They had the highest number of canceled cards, nearly 60,000 of them. Meanwhile, the State Department somehow had zero cards that needed deactivation. So ask yourself, what makes these two agencies so different? And why is one department fighting so hard to prevent Musk from digging deeper? When his team tried to investigate further into how these loans were approved and where the money actually went, they hit an immediate wall of resistance. But that resistance led them to their biggest discovery yet.
This, by the way, is, I think, one of the biggest sources of fraud in the world is government-funded non-governmental organizations. Mm. This is a gigantic fraud loophole where the government can give money to an NGO. There are no controls over that NGO. So they've given billions of dollars, in fact, we estimate tens of billions of dollars, to NGOs that are essentially scams.
Now, this final discovery is causing absolute chaos in Washington. After uncovering these fraudulent loans, Musk's Doge team did something unprecedented. Again, they turned their investigation toward the SEC itself. But here's what makes this so explosive. Just yesterday, two federal judges issued separate rulings that expose how serious this situation has become. Judge Cooper directly called out Doge for operating with unusual secrecy while wielding unprecedented power. Even more significantly, Judge Chutkan ordered Musk to explain Doge's authority, raising constitutional questions about an unelected individual having this level of unchecked power over government spending. Think about what's happening here. The very agency responsible for financial oversight, the SEC, is now under investigation by Musk's team. And simultaneously, federal judges are demanding answers about who gave Doge this extraordinary authority in the first place. And let me address that directly, because they're trying to fool you with this talking point. You see, when the media, and now federal judges, claim Musk's position is unprecedented and unchecked, they're flat out lying to you, and they know it. First off, Musk was appointed by President Trump, someone that was elected. But more importantly, this is exactly how America has always fixed broken government systems. In the 1940s, FDR appointed Henry Kaiser, a businessman, not a politician, to clean up military spending during World War II. In the 1980s, Reagan put the Grace Commission, regular business leaders, in charge of finding government waste. Even Barack Obama himself appointed special czars to overhaul our financial systems. Here's what they don't want you to realize. Every time America needed real reform, presidents turned to successful business leaders, not politicians, to get it done. And every single time, the establishment fought back, just like they're fighting Musk now. But here's why they're really panicking. While those other reforms worked behind closed doors, Musk is exposing everything in real time. They're not afraid of his authority. They're terrified of what he's revealing to the American people.
President is the elected representative of the people. And if the president cannot get things implemented as a reflection of the will of the people, then what we have is not a democracy. We have a bureaucracy. We have rule of the bureau, not rule of the people.
They don't like this transparency thing. Look, what Musk just exposed isn't just about government waste or fraud. It's about a rigged system designed to keep everyday Americans down. While they're handing out millions to fake children's businesses and burning through government credit cards, hardworking people are struggling to get ahead. And speaking of getting ahead, while investigating this story, I noticed something fascinating. The smartest money right now isn't in government contracts or Wall Street games. It's in strategic real estate plays that most people don't even know about. And here's why I'm telling you this. Just like Musk is exposing the old corrupt system, I'm doing something pretty unprecedented in Vegas. You can get the details at intensive2025.com, but here's the short version. I'm pulling back the curtain on how regular people, despite the headlines, are building serious wealth in real estate without dealing with any of the traditional headaches. And the best part is we're giving you everything. LLC setup, access to up to $150,000 in funding at zero interest, and my entire playbook for finding killer deals that nobody else knows about. Plus, you get 3 months of me personally holding your hand through your first deals. But here's the thing, we're super picky about who gets in. So if you've got a 680 credit score, no financial hiccups in the last 7 years, and you're actually serious about this, you should probably grab one of the 10 spots before they're gone. And you can do that at intensive2025.com.
Yeah, I mean, really, I just don't want America to go bankrupt.
I'll see you next time. Take care.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.